Chapter 3, The Savior Reigns. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts 2, verse 36. Let's imagine. If we are being faithful to grow in God and Jesus Christ, we may expect to know the blessings and promises of eternal life. John 17, verse 3. Chief among these being the blessing of joy. Our lives will be coming together and making sense as visible manifestations of the living Christ, the Word and reason of God, the bringer of joy. Increasingly, the glory and joy of God will be refracted through us in even the most ordinary situations. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. The evidence of the indwelling Spirit, His fruit, gifts, and power, will be more and more pronounced in us, especially in the manifestation of God's love and Christ's joy. Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Hebrews 12, verse 1. In short, we will actually be witnesses to the reality of Jesus risen from the dead, because no other explanation can be given for why we do what we do, or are what we are, and talk about the things we talk about. Acts 1, verse 8. And it's quite possible that as we persist in such a way of living and grow in it, some who are still trapped in the lie of unbelief may notice and ask a reason for what they see as the hope that is within us. And the reason why we are so different comes down to two words: Jesus Christ. The bringer of joy is the source of our joy, and of the joy we offer to others. Joy to the earth! The Savior reigns. Jesus is Christ. We can rather simply explain to any who ask a reason for the hope that is within us that Jesus Christ is the reason. How can we be so full of joy? Why do we treat others with grace and kindness? Why are we able to do our work without carping and complaining? Why are we faithful to our spouses, interested in the people around us, gracious, loving, kind, patient, generous, or forgiving, whatever the manifestation of our hope and joy may have caught the attention of those around us? The answer is that Jesus is Christ, the Anointed One of God, the one appointed to bring the joy of God to a world of sadness, disappointment, and despair. Jesus came to rescue us from our sinful, selfish ways, give us a new heart and mind, point us in a new direction, and begin the great reversal of making all things new in our lives. Jesus is our Savior, who delivers us from the helplessness and hopelessness of our sin. Jesus Christ came among us those many years ago in order to call the world to a new hope, hope which He Himself has made possible by overcoming the power of sin and death and opening the way to eternal life with God. God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. By believing in Jesus, we renounce the ways of mere self-interest and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit for a new mind and a new heart and a totally new way of life. Jesus Christ saves us from the old ways of selfishness, fear, anxiousness, doubt, and death, and delivers us into the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. He was sent by God, out of His eternal love for the world, to open the way to life and heaven, and to bring joy to all who believe in Him. Jesus is Lord. And this Jesus who saves is also the Jesus who rules the world with truth and grace. The Savior of the world rules the world. Jesus of Nazareth is both Christ and Lord. Having risen from the dead, Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, and He is advancing His glorious kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy on earth as it is in heaven. He rules by His word of truth, and we who have come to know Him as Savior readily and gladly submit to that rule. For in the rule of our King Jesus, we find the freedom that liberates us from the fear of death and judgment, and the joy that overcomes all adversity and want. But there is more. Jesus is Lord, and as Lord, He is directing all of history toward a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will at last acknowledge Him for who He is. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. On that day, King Jesus will render judgment on every human being. Those who have received His salvation and submitted to His rule, all who have tasted of His true joy, will enter His kingdom, glory, and joy forever. Those who reject His rule and insist on making their way in life without Him will be granted the consequence of that choice forever and will be consigned to eternal darkness, doom, and self-absorption in a meaningless existence separated from the grace and glory of God and from all that is beautiful, good, true, and joyful. Make sure they understand. The reason why we are different has to do with the way we use our reason and time as human beings, in pursuit of the greater knowledge of Him who has saved and is making us new. It is not our task to convert those who ask for a reason for the hope that is within us. It is our task to make sure, to the best of our ability, that we have explained the good news of Jesus as clearly as we can, and that they understand the hope, promises, and joy available to them through Jesus, the bringer of joy, the Savior who reigns. We must be clear about how they may gain the blessings we make known, and what are the consequences of refusing to prepare room in their hearts to receive Jesus as King. So when the opportunity for giving a reason for your hope and joy arises, make sure you are ready with the gospel, because Jesus Christ alone is the reason for the hope that is within us. He is the bringer of joy and of forgiveness and eternal life.